Monday night, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbach.
Right, let's make a quick sikkum. I wasn't so clear yesterday with the sikkum yesterday. I just wanted to quickly summarise what we said. We were speaking yesterday about whether you can make besomim on something else besides clothes or whatever. That was a shaila. Someone else got something. Explain again. Someone said, it's right. Someone goes on holiday. It's very common in shaila. Someone's on holiday in the middle of the countryside. He's forgotten to bring his besomim. Or Pesach also sometimes happens in the middle of Pesach. Marshall, people haven't got, they don't want to go to the cupboards or whatever. Whatever reason it is, they haven't got anything. Well, they want to know, can they use what they can use for besomim?
So why didn't they use beer on Pesach?
Beer, Moshe, oh no, not use beer. So we said yesterday, we started like this, the Maestro. What happens? The Maestro Machaba said that one should use Hadassim. He said yesterday, Machaba says that normally for besomim one should use Hadassim. The Ramah seems to say that one doesn't. The Ramah says that one doesn't use Hadassim, one uses besomim. Not Hadassim, because they're scared it might dry out. So that's why you shouldn't use it. So that's what we do. So the Maestro, we don't use it. Unless some people put a mixture, then you use all shits, that way you get everything.
So you use Hadassim on Pesach?
Yeah, Hadassim you can use all year round. Right? You can use Hadassim all year round. So I'm saying some people like to use the ones from the Lulav, if you can. But the Ramah is worried about it dries out, so it hasn't got smell. So the best is, the Maestro, if you can, to make a mixture. That would be the best thing. I don't know, many people don't do that. They just rely on, what do you call it, itself. Then we spoke about what you do with the besomim. So we said that really the halacha is really you could make boim besomim. We make on Matzah Shabbos boim besomim whatever you smell. Means even though there's a halacha in Siman Kuf Tezayin, Reish Tezayin, there are different items that got different brachos to make on when you smell. So I went through a few of them yesterday. One was nutmeg. I don't know what it is, but that's Asher Nosan Reach Tov Paperus. Hadassim is bore atse besomim. Dill weed and flowers is isve besomim, cloves are boire besomim, and oils are boire also boire besomim. But on Motzei Shabbos, the halacha is you only make one bracha. Whatever you're smelling, you make the bracha boire mine besomim. That to make it universal, not to make too many complications, that is the bracha you make. So if you can use that, which is actually the right bracha, boire besomim, that's the best thing to do, obviously, right? But if you can't, then whatever you're smelling on, then you make boreh besomim. Now, let's just clarify what we said yesterday. Now, Washington, someone has not got besomim available. So there is food that you can have. You could take, someone takes a food item, and he smells, he enjoys the smell, he makes the bracha, she lost the reich tov normally. But on Matzah Shabbos, you could make boreh besomim. That's a question. So in the Rezoyis HaBrocha, Itaka says, let's just find the Rezoyis HaBrocha, page 181. He Tucker says, Lamaisa, talking about Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos, and he says, in any way, besomim yicholim Abdullah, if someone has not got, see, he's on holiday, and he's not got besomim usable for Abdullah, he's got no spices, he's got no besomim clothes. He's allowed to take tavlino and mikbach, he can take spices from the kitchen. Kaboy, like we said yesterday, kinmoin, cinnamon. He's actually take anything that you would normally make a broch on when you smell it. You could even take a fruit, he says. Ach, in that case, you should be careful. Mr. Brewer's chum is over here. When you take it, you should hold the stone in your hand and only afterwards make the smell. You have to be meyachad it to smell. So you take something which smells very nice, I don't know what, a nice ester, I don't know what it is. You take it, and you make the broch of boreh mine besomim. You hold it in your hand. So he said that's what you could do. If someone is stuck, and he's got a nice smelling fruit item, food item, he could actually do that. But that's what he said. The chaznish holds that one...
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, but you must be yachad. It means you couldn't even, besomim, you couldn't even want to take it and smell it, actually. This you have to actually hold, to pick up and have in mind to smell it. This is a fruit. On that he brings a chaznish holds that food items one should not make a bracha on.
Why?
It's a good question, Boishi. Why not? I don't know why. Some people don't like this. They don't like this thing making brachas on food
because
they
make brachas on food.
What? No, smelling brachas. Smelling brachas. Sorry, brachas. We don't do it, Julian. Normally we don't do it.
It's a brachas. I mean, what brachas do you make?
No, I should not send reach tov.
Applies to flowers or.
flowers. Flowers and sweet smelling food items, that's one night. It's a halacha. But we don't generally do this nowadays. I don't know why. Because some people hold that nowadays the ikas la achila, it's not made for that. So that's why we don't generally do it. So he taka says that you could, but Ibn Yitzchak says you can't, you shouldn't do it. Others, that's really what comes out. Coffee is an interesting shadow, what to do about coffee. Now, as I said yesterday, I didn't clarify this anymore. Yesterday, when I spoke about coffee, the coffee beans itself have got a very nice smell, Tucker. I said to you, when I was in Gordon's Green, there was a shop there which had a coffee, it's like a very nice smell. Whether our coffee, which has been cooked in water, and then it's dehydrated, whether you can make a block on that, I couldn't find anyone who speaks about it, I don't know. Well, I must tell you, someone told me, it was a mashgiach once told me he went for before Pesach to supervise coffee. I said, what is there in coffee that can be wrong? You all sitting down?
Same as in sugar.
Are you sitting down?
No, I'm
here. Yes, what was you going to say? So I said, what can be wrong with coffee? What's the shy thing? He said, well, tell you the truth, I went to check the factory. I find it's a hint what he said to me. He said, I went to check the factories. Before they seal the lid of the coffee, they spray a spray in that coffee to make a nice aroma. And that's why I checked the coffee. Yeah, I thought he didn't hear that properly.
Yeah.
He said that he went to check that before they seal the lids of the coffee, they spray into the coffee a smell. Now, when you open it, it has a nice whiff. Now, that smell probably lasts a bit of time. Now, that I don't know. So, I don't know. Well, first, that stuff you can't make a block on. That's artificial smell. That's probably no good. But even if it's real coffee, let's say the coffee which is real, I mean, it's got a nice smell of coffee normally, but I don't know. It's a natural coffee bean has got a very nice smell. You can make a block on that. The chayra. If you do it, if you go into the fire to smell it. But to make a broch on our coffee granules, I looked around, I couldn't find anyone who speaks about it, I don't know. So the Vaila, put it on hold, the coffee granules, simple, alright? So stick to clothes. Make sure you buy clothes before Shabbos, and use those for the summer. Those are the best things to use. Okay, let's move on a little bit here. Now, coming up to electric lights. So on Motzei Shabbos now, another part of the Abdol is to make a broch on the Nair. Why do you make a broch on the Nair? What's the reason? On Motzei Shabbos, talking shtei avodim, he rubbed two stones together, yotzei min oyah. That's why we do it on Motzei Shabbos. We make a bracha boirei ma'orei ha'esh to remember what happened that Adam Rishon made fire on Motzei Shabbos. Now I must say it's a very interesting shaila over here, which I didn't chat properly, which makes a big nafkum in halacha. When you make a bracha boirei ma'orei ha'esh, cancel. When a person has a food in front of him, and he eats that food, so he makes shahakun in the abivora, let's say he's got a piece of meat, and he eats that food, that's called a bichas hanenin. He's having a gnaw from that food, so he makes a bracha shahakun in the abivora. When a person, for example, goes to Switzerland, or wherever it is, and he sees a beautiful mountain, Moshi, and he makes a bracha oyster masa bereshis, that's called a birkas hashvach. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch. What is the bracha of Ma'ori Ha'ish? When you make this bracha, baruch, what is it? Is it a birkas hanenin that you're having an op, right? Or is it a birkas hashvach? So really, let's see what nafkaminism makes, but it's a very important point in this. What exactly is this bracha? Many we showed him hold that it's a birkas hashvach. Most we showed him hold it's a birkas hashvach. You see what nafkaminism makes, yeah? And therefore, okay, we'll see what one Akhmet makes. The Meister most for sure take on that. Birchas, the bracha you make on Ma'ir Ha'esh is a Birchas HaShvach. It's a praise, it's not a Birchas HaNenin. you have to know exactly, you have to know. Do you have to have an offering? That's Mamish, a big Akhmet is first, but do you have to actually have an offering? Or is it, if it's just a praise, maybe not. Also, as you're going to see, as an Akhmet is, when do you look at the Neiris? A birkas hanenin, before you have a look at it, before you eat it, make a bracha. Yeah. A birkas hashvach, you look at the item first, you look at the mountain first, then you make the bracha. You see, there's enough commitment when you're going to make the bracha. Let's just go slowly through this first of all. So, the first of all, what happens is over here, from a Shulchan Aruch, is mashma. I don't know many people who do this, but a Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that you transfer the besom to the right hand, and the kais to the left. He makes the bracha. Sorry, I've got the wrong page here, sorry. I'm on the wrong page. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says the mitzvah to make a bracha on a fire, a strong fire on Motzei Shabbos. Oira Rav, that's a multi-wick candle. Ideally, it should be two flames together. That should be the ideal thing. You can take two candles together and put them together in a way that you've got a double flame. Or take two matches together, it's also good. And you make it that you've got a double flame. That's good enough. Bidi Evid, if you haven't got the Moshe Holiday, you haven't got this Abdullah candle, then you could take one candle. You can make it just on one candle by itself. Bidi Evid, you're allowed to make it just on one candle by itself. Now, I'm coming. We'll come. Come. Good question. Yeah.
Hotel, would you like to take?
Yeah. Everywhere you go, most you can take one candle and make the broch on it. Now, this is an interesting side of Shulchan Aruch. Let's look carefully at this, Rabbi. It's very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, it says at the end of Reish Saliches, a person can make a brocha ne'er b'toch chiko, b'toch pinus, or b'toch asplakiga. Why would you got a candle inside a glass container? That's how they used to have this stuff in the olden days. Yeah, that's how you used to have a lantern, you had a flame and a glass thing around it. Can you make a brocha on that flame? What's the size? You have to be able to see the flame clearly, not through something else. The Machaber holds that you have to actually see the flame itself. If it's covered over by a glass, even though you can see it through the glass, that's no good. Oh, so I had the same shiloh. You're asking. Oh, yeah, I got a kasha with a terrace, emoji. So, Chaim, so you got the kasha.
Yeah.
The kasha is, I was wondering, can you make a brocha with your glasses on?
Yeah.
So, Chaim says, which is right, Shem Zama says it's terrace, the glass or bottle of the goof.
Yeah.
It's nullified
still,
to
you.
Still, we don't consider it anything, it's considered a part of your body. It's a chiddush, actually, yeah, you're right. It's a nice chiddush.
You're not going to make the thing
down. Chanukah might be a different din. I hope you say, I don't know. It looks like it's a special halacha on a Gavish Matzah of Shabbos or something.
You said that was in Yom Tov. Then
there was
a problem.
Why?
If you used it on Yom Tov,
I didn't say it, not me.
It's
a very interesting halacha this over here. So I must tell you over here what comes out over here. So the Moshe is interesting. If it's in a glass, the Shulchan Aruch says the Beis Yosef says you can't use it.
Yeah.
The Mogen Avraham says no, the Beis Yosef is not correct in this way. The halacha which says you can't use it is talking about it's in a metal container. And it's got little holes through the metal container, so it's very hard to see. But if it's a glass container, you can use it. So it's the Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Mogen Avraham, well, sorry, I've got the Beis Yosef, and others have to, it's the Rashba, actually, or the Rashba. So the Machaber holds, if it's in a glass, you can't make the brocha. According to the other Rishonim, the Mogen Avraham learns, other Rishonim say that in a glass is okay. If you want to make a brocha now, an electric light, problem number one that you've got is the electric light is covered with a glass. So you must realize that to start with an electric light, you've got a big problem that you're going against the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Moishi, that it must not be in a glass. It must be, the flame must be naked. It must be visible in front of you.
This glass is a flame.
Oh, so that's problem number one. So problem number one with electric light is that you're using a light, but it's covered in a glass, which according to the Shulchan Aruch is no good. That's number one. The Mogen Avraham says it is good. So, okay, you got the Mogen Avraham. The next question, what you asked is quite right, is, Moishi, have you got a flame in a glass?
In a light,
in a normal light. So in the old-fashioned bulbs,
yes.
I don't know if you can get them anymore. Can you get any old-fashioned bulbs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I don't get them anymore.
You sure?
Yeah. No, I don't.
I've got some
at home. But where seems to get new ones? I don't think you get any new ones.
They're much brighter, nicer, the old-fashioned ones.
That's an LED, what do you mean? What?
Depends.
Anyway, maybe you're right, I don't know. But the Maisha, so the whole Shaila Lechoira is only on the bulb which has got a flame inside. And that's the Shaila whether you can use. That could be a question whether you can use it. The fluorescent tubes or the LED lights, Lechoira is no good. There's no flame there. I didn't know this till today. Very interesting. It says that when electric came out and bulbs came out, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, he was mukbid to make Havdalah on an electric bulb.
Yeah.
He was makbid too. Why? What's the reason? I don't understand what the reason was. I heard of this before, but I could never understand the reason. Really, how the Gedolim went. Rabbi Chaim Oizer wanted to tell everyone, you can only make a brocha on something which is fire. So he wanted to tell everyone that electric bulb is fire. Someone puts that on Shabbos, he's done an Issa D'Oraisa of Havora. In order to tell everyone that an Issa D'Oraisa of putting a bulb on Shabbos, he used it dafka for Havdalah. To show that it's Eish.
Where is LED?
LED, l'chor, the fluorescent tube, haven't got this, Myla. L'chor, they haven't got this.
I'm saying it's not
H. Yeah, it's not H, and therefore you haven't got this mind, you can't do this clearer. And LED or fluorescent is not part of the question at all. So again, an electric bulb itself, to start with, problem number one is it's covered in a glass, which according to the Mechaber himself is no good. So that's problem number one. Even if you get around that, because Morgan Avraham learns that the whole problem of being in a glass is no problem, it's only when it's surrounded by metal, and you've got little holes there where you can see through, which is not so good, that's when there's a problem. But if it's in the glass itself, that's no problem. According to him, it's okay, but you've got a new problem. That the new problem is that you haven't got a flame. In LED or fluorescent, there's no flame there. There's no wire with a flame.
So we believe the quote on the LED light of Travers, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa.
Could well be it's not the right. I must tell you, it's interesting what you're saying. That's this whole chaznish. The shayla is when you put an electric light on, what aveira are you doing? If you learn the aveira is havora, fire, then you're quite right. Then if you haven't got a wire inside there, you've got no problem. If you learn the is binyan, making a circuit, then there's no difference what it is. It'll help you legabe havora, but it won't help you legabe binyan. So if it's boiled there, the is which the chaznish held was an is of boiled to put a light on. Then there's a problem, whichever light it is. If it's a problem of Havora, you're definitely right. It's more colour. If you have LED or fluorescence, definitely more lenient. So it comes out, this electric light's not so posh. If someone's mum is stuck, there's a machloek is a posh what to do. The might say, you can see there's a machloek. I'm talking about an old fashioned bulb, yeah? There's a machloek is a posh what to do. I can't be machloek. It's very hard to machloek. And most of someone should not make a broch on it. I would have thought, stop it, broch, the hawker one should not make a broch on it. I mean, one can look at it. But I wouldn't make a broch on it. I'm saying other posts can say one can make a broch, one can rely on the shitters, which holds okay. That's one has to ask a Rav what to do in the case of something like that.
So you couldn't make a broch on a light bulb.
A light bulb is problematic. It's not so simple to make a broch on a light bulb. It's not ideal to make a broch on a light bulb. Now, the next halacha is aim of broch on a lanea actually usulairi. It says you mustn't make a broch, on a lanea until you have a gnaw from it. That's halacha shura. Oh, well, the shah is what that means, Daddy. So many people learn it's a potential hanor. Means if the light, if the maisa, you would go near it, you're near enough that if you need to see something, the light will be off. You can see it, that's okay. But that means a big problem. Actually, in a yeshiva, in a very big building, let's say, for example, to use space, and they make Havdalah, they make a bracha of Havdalah, Ma'ir Ha'esh on the flame, and you're standing well back, and where you are, you couldn't have had a nor from that flame. The chayyur, the possibility you're not yetsa. In that case, you're not yetsa.
Shouldn't say amen.
Yeah, so you have to know when you can answer amen. That's an interesting thing. When you're allowed to answer amen, but amaisi, it's better you go nearer that you'll be able to yetsa the brocha. So that, some people got a minute because this to switch the light off to show that you're having hanor from the flame. But you don't need to really make out din. There's no reason to switch the light off really. Make out din as long as you're near enough that you could have hanor from it. That's good enough. The idea is just to show, demonstrate that you're having hanor from the flame. Okay, boys, you better stop there.
Is that in the
shul? What? Switch off? Yeah.
Then that's why the